Thank you, worship team. Thank you, Nathan. Okay. My name is Nate. If you don't know me, I mean, there are some new people here, so you might not know who I am. I was recently hired at SP to be the youth pastor, to be a part-time youth pastor. We don't have any youth yet, but we know that when we start the ministry, God will be faithful to bring the people to us. And so it's really exciting for me to be up here. It's really cool for me. This is my first job as, you know, the pastor, youth pastor here. And I'm sure you're all honored to be a part of this experience. Okay. Let's open up to Psalm 107, verse 1. Psalm 107, verse 1. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting." We read that one more time. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting." Let's pray. Dear God, thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, Father, for gathering each of us here. And I thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak. God, you're a good God. And I pray that your people will be able to really understand and grasp the truth, God, that you are a good God. And just thank you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to come and speak to us, God, and to reveal your truth to us. And open our hearts, God, to receive the word that you're giving to us today. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. So my message today, basically, is that God is good. You know, he's a good God. And we do not serve a God who is mean to us. You know, we do not serve a God who is a killjoy, who wants to make our life miserable and take away all the fun things from us. But we serve a God who will make our lives wonderful, who will make our life so much better than what we could have done, you know, by ourselves if we hadn't believed in God. And I believe that there is an attack on the goodness of God from the enemy. I believe that Satan, he's also called the father of lies, right? So he's always twisting the truth and distorting the truth that God is good. And he wants to make people, Christians and non-Christians, believe that somehow God is a mean God, that he's always, you know, out there to mess up our lives and to make us miserable. And that's how I grew up. Growing up, I always had this idea that that God was somehow out there to mess up my life, you know? And I don't know exactly where this belief came from or how I formed this belief, but, you know, all the verses about dying to yourself and you lay down your own life for God and all those things that I heard became twisted in my mind, and I began to think that what I wanted, I had to lay down and give up, and God wanted something else for me. And I heard of a pastor, I guess he was at a retreat, and he was teaching, and the question was, how do you know the will of God in my life? And this is what he said. He said, you know, you think about and you find out what you want for your life, and the exact opposite of that is what God wants for your life. That's God's will for you. And we hear that now, and we think it's so terrible. You know, that's messed up. But to be honest, when I was, even three, four years ago, that's how I wouldn't admit it, but that's probably how I thought and how I pictured God. You know, like, I thought, you know, I used to think God wanted me to look bad, because, you know, if you look good and you want to try to look good, that's pride, right? And you can't be proud, you know, you can't be prideful, so gotta look bad. I used to think I can't have a lot of money because, you know, love of money is evil, so I have to be poor to be in God's will. And I can't have a lot of close friends because we're supposed to be only dependent on God, right? So if I have a lot of friends and I share my life with them, then I began to, you know, I began to depend on them so that, you know, God wouldn't want me to have a lot of friends. And because growing up as a Christian, I grew up in the church, and I always wanted to be in God's will, and I always wanted to obey God and do what was right. So when I heard verses like "die to yourself, lay down," I used to, that was my prayer. You know, I wanted to be really good, and I wanted to be obedient. So slowly, I began to, you know, think that God, what God wanted for my life, was not what God, what I wanted. And I began to think that he wanted my life to be miserable. And I wish I could pinpoint to an event that explains why I began to think this way, but I can't. I don't remember like a specific event. I think it just formed over a period of time through a combination of different things. But I do remember in university, this was my senior year in university, I was in a men's group. It's like an accountability group kind of thing, just with a bunch of guys. And we had a leader. He was a seminary student, and he was studying counseling. And I have a terrible memory, so I can't recall, again, what exactly we were discussing about. But we're in the middle of a discussion, and I think it was something about the future and what we thought our lives were going to be like in the future. But what I do remember very vividly is this feeling of anger. Like I was so angry at God as I was talking about my future and as I was talking about what I thought my life was going to be like. And I became so angry. I was fuming by the end of the discussion because I had this thought that God wanted bad things for me. You know, like I used to think, oh, he's going to make my life as bad as possible, as crummy as possible, because that's what God wants. You know, that's who God is. God wants to make my life miserable, because, you know, so I can lay down my life and, you know, die to myself. That's basically what I thought God wanted me to do. And by the end of the meeting, I was so angry. I was so angry at God. I was like, how can you say you're a God who loves me? You're a good God. I'm supposed to be serving you, living for you. But you want to do such bad things to me. And it wasn't, I mean, that's not true, right? But Satan had twisted my mind and my belief to think that God was out there to get me, you know, out there to make me, you know, sad and miserable. So I was really upset. But that, I guess, was a good thing for me, because after that event, I realized that I had a problem. You know, I realized that, you know, I had this issue with God that I needed to deal with. And before then, I thought I was okay. I mean, I had all these beliefs, but it never came out, and I never really confronted myself with it. So after that event, I said, okay, you know, I prayed, and I said, God, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to be so angry at you, and I don't want to think that you want to ruin my life. So I began to pray that God will help me in this area to lead me to the truth. And, you know, even at this time, when I'm so angry at God and I think God's going to make my life miserable, I was a Christian education major, which meant I was going to go into ministry. You know, I felt the calling after my freshman year in college when I was in Hong Kong. And that's when I said, okay, I'll go into ministry, full-time ministry for you. So I switched my major to Christian education. So, you know, I was supposed to be preaching the gospel, you know, the good news about this good God who was going to make our life so much better. But I had nothing to give, you know, because I didn't think that God was good. You know, I was supposed to go into ministry after college, but one of the big reasons why I didn't go into full-time ministry was because I had no conviction in my heart when I preached, when I talked about God, when I wanted to share about Jesus Christ with other people. I had nothing to give, you know. I had some opportunities to preach because I was interning at a church as an assistant youth pastor. So I had some opportunities to preach and give a message or whatever. But back then, I really had no message. I had nothing to give to the kids that wanted to hear about God, because I didn't know that, you know, I didn't believe that my life was any better knowing God and having a relationship with God because I thought that he was out there to make my life bad. You know, like how can I tell people about God and be enthusiastic about God if I think that he hasn't done anything good for me, if I think that he's just going to make me sadder and just more miserable, right? So that was me, you know, that was me before, so when all this is happening. But God was faithful, and he answered my prayer. You know, I prayed that God will heal me from this, and he really answered my prayer. He began to change my heart and teach me that he actually is a good God, that he wants good things for me. And it was after college, I did a discipleship training school through YWAM. And this was the time when my faith became my own faith, and it wasn't just, you know, what my parents believed and what my parents taught me. Because it was here at DTS that I really began to experience God. I began to experience him as someone who was actually alive, and he cared for me, and he listened to my prayers, and he actually answered my prayers. He did things for me. He cared for me. And there were many events that happened to teach me and to show me that God is a good God. But I'll just share one of them. I've probably shared this with some of you already, but that's okay. So in DTS, what you do is you do a 3 months of training. And that was in Switzerland for me. I went to Switzerland. I did a training for 3 months. And then for the other 3 months, you go on a mission trip, an outreach trip. And I was going to go to India. And our team, we're going to go to India. But on our way to India, we stopped over at Dubai Airport. And we switched the plane. We had to spend like 12 hours at the airport. So on my way to Dubai, on the plane, I was journaling just some of my own thoughts before going into outreach. And I began to really be doubtful and began to be afraid because I wasn't sure if God was really calling me to India and I wasn't sure if God was going to be with me. I felt very timid, very, you know, scared, and I wasn't sure if everything was going to be okay. So I remember journaling. I said, God, are you going to be with me in India? Are you going to be with me in this trip? And I didn't hear anything right there and then. So I, you know, that was that I journaled, and then I went, we got to Dubai, and we were flying on Christmas Eve, actually. So at Dubai Airport, we spent Christmas Eve together. So our team decided that we'll each get a gift for, you know, the teammates and share, have a little Christmas time at the airport. But one of the girls at the in our team decided that she'll write a postcard to each of the team members as a Christmas gift. So she wrote this the night before we were going to leave on this trip, right? She wrote this even before I began to question God and I began to ask him if he was really going to be with me. But on the postcard, she wrote, you know, a lot of nice things, but she wrote this quote from Hudson Taylor. He's a famous missionary. And this was a quote that she wrote. She said, "All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned on God being with them. All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned on God being with them." And this was totally an answer to my prayer, you know, answer to my question, which was after she wrote the postcard. So God had all this in mind. He knew that I was going to doubt him. He knew that I was going to doubt whether he was going to be with me or not. So he got this girl, Joanna, to write this quote on the postcard and give it to me. So again, you know, God's good. He answers my prayers. He knows where I am at, and he knows what I need, and he meets me where I'm at, you know? And this is just one of many experiences that I had with God at DTS, just about his goodness. And another breakthrough came after coming to SP through Pastor Sam and the many brothers and sisters and the friends that I had at SP. God began to really show me that he is good. You know, he was not trying to mess up my life and make it just as crazy difficult as is possible, filled with suffering. He actually desired good things for me. The Bible says, you know, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I could finally say that, yes, the Lord is good indeed, you know? God wants us to, you know, he says, die to yourself and lay down your own life. And how I took it was, what I wanted was bad. And, like, what God wanted was the opposite of what I wanted. So that's why I was angry at God. That's why I thought, man, God, you're so mean. I mean, you tell me to lay down my life, and I lay it down, but are you gonna? How bad are you going to make it now? But the truth is, it's not we lay down our lives, and he turns it, like, if we lay down what we want, and he turns it into something we don't want. He, you know, we lay down our life, and he makes it something even better. You know, that's the truth. I mean, that's why God says, die to yourself, lay down your life, and he will make it better. I remember Pastor Jimmy did this with us once. I'm just going to do it again. So let's say this pen is what we want in our life. You know, this pen, it's a fairly good pen. It writes well. It's not broken. And, you know, it's a nice pen. But when God says, lay this down, how I took it was, I'm going to lay it down. God's going to give me a broken pen that I can't even write with, you know, that I will have so much trouble using. That's the kind of God I pictured. But the real picture of God is that if we lay down this pen, he's going to give us a better pen, you know, like like a Mont Blanc. You know, he's going to give us something that's so much better than what you imagined was possible with your own life. It's going to be like a Mont Blanc pen, you know, like something that you can't even imagine. That's the kind of God we are serving. But in my life, I really believed that I lay this down and God's going to give me a broken pen. And, you know, I'm not saying that life will be perfect and completely free of sorrow. We all know that, right? Like, when we believe in God, when we come to God and give our lives over to him, it doesn't mean that he's going to only give us good things and that life will be free of all sorrow. But if we begin with the premise that God is a good God, then the way we interpret things, you know, it will be when bad things do happen, we know that God, we know because God is a good God, he's going to turn it into good somehow, and he has a more grand purpose. But for me, I started with the premise that God is a mean God. So when bad things happen to me, I interpreted it as, oh, see, God wanted this to happen. God willed it to happen, and that's what happened. Right? Because I began with the thought that God was a mean God, God was a bad God. So whatever happened in my life, I thought, okay, see? I knew this was going to happen. I knew my life was going to be bad because I gave my life to God, you know? But we need to change that. I believe that Satan, and it's not just me, I know that there are many other, I mean, even the pastor that I talked about, he thought that our will, God's will for our life was the exact opposite of what we wanted. And Satan is out there to really make us think that God is a bad God. Because if we start with that, everything we interpret everything the wrong way. But we need to understand that God is a good God. And begin from there, then we'll be able to interpret the things that happen in our lives in the correct way. And, you know, I believe that Satan wants us to think that God is a mean God. Because then we have nothing to give to the world. Just like how I was, as I was a Christian education major, I was going into ministry, but I had no conviction, I had no message to bring to the people, right? I had no conviction, nothing to give, because why would anyone want to share about a God who wanted to make you miserable? Why would you want to share about a God who you thought was bad, was mean, you know? But when God showed me that he was a good God, it made a tremendous difference. Now I have a message to bring. Now I want to come up here and preach. Now I want to be a youth pastor because I want to share with these people that God is a good God. I want to share with them what God did in my life to change me, to empower me. And I want my friends to meet this God who is a good God. I want my friends who don't have a relationship with this God to have a relationship with him, to see how God can make their life so much better than where they're at now. And praise God for that, right? I was filled, you know, before I knew this God, even when I was a Christian my whole life, basically, because I grew up in the church. I never really rebelled or anything. But I was filled with shame. I was filled with guilt. I was filled with, you know, fear and insecurities. I didn't think that God could use me. But God changed all that. God is such a good God. And He brought me out of the darkness. He brought me out of the chains that bound me, you know, the fear, the insecurities. And He told me that He loved me. He told me that He's going to use me. He told me that I have something to give to the world. And that I don't have to be afraid of people. I had no confidence growing up. And I even prayed to God, God, give me Holy Spirit confidence. And through the years, God did that. You know, now, I mean, if you told me I was going to preach at SP, you know, 2-3 years ago, I wouldn't have said you're joking. But now here I am preaching. And, you know, God's changed me and taken me out of this life of fear and given me the strength, you know, the power to preach. So, I want to read a verse, Luke 11, verse 9 to 13. Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 13. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish, he will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he asks for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And if we as human beings, being evil, being sinners, we try our best to be good to our children, how much better would God be to us? How silly was it for me to think that God was going to make my life miserable? How silly, you know, how stupid is it to think that God will be glorified if He makes His children suffer and if He makes His children poor, a loner, right? I mean, God's glorified when He prospers His children. You know, God is glorified when Christians prosper and people see that God's really doing something in their lives, blessing them and making their life better. And I know that that's what God wants to do in your life. If there's anyone here like me that struggle to believe or struggle in believing that God is a good God, I encourage you to, as it says here, ask and seek and knock, because that's what He did for me. I prayed when I realized that I had this anger issue with God. I prayed and I said, God, show me that You're a good God. And He led me to DTS. He led me to SP, where I learned that God is truly a good God, that He wants to bless me. And I know that God will answer you as well. If you call out to Him, He will be faithful to answer us. So I encourage you to seek God. I mean, if SP is not the place where God's called you to be, you know, but don't leave and not go to church. You know, go to church, go to Bible studies, go to events like Jam last night. It was so amazing. No, it was just a wonderful time because Jesus really came. You know, we were singing, Come, Jesus, Come. And He came and He showed us that He loved us, you know, that He touched us and He healed us. He set us free. And ask and seek Him and knock on His door and He will come and He will answer you and He will show you that He is indeed a good God, that He wants to prosper you and bless you. So let's close our eyes and let's pray.